Hallelujah! Glory to God! What a mighty God! You know, God knows when to come. He knows when to show out. My heart been filled with this song. I need thee. And if you will just give me a moment. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need him right now, church. I need him. I need him right now. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for God just allowing me to just stand here. And I give him all the honor, all the glory and honor and praise to my pastor, Harold Stinger, his wife, Barbara, our assistant pastor, Smith, and his wife, Deaconess Smith, congregation, pulpit, officers, my friends, and my love for 47 years plus. I'm blessed. I pray that this word God brings today touch every soul and every heart. So I ask you to bow your heads with me right now. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent are you, Father. Lord, here I am again, standing in the midst of your house, Lord. I ask you to touch me, fix me, continue to fill me, Lord. And if anything that is not pleasing, Lord, remove it right now. Touch every heart and soul that's here, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let something in this word be said that they want to receive your Holy Spirit, that they want to be baptized in your blood, Lord Jesus. Touch him, strengthen him, and guide him. I ask these things in the name of my Father, his Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I've been looking at this message for some time, and I've had a few others, but this one kind of touched me because I look at us today. Reverend Cole spoke at Bible study about village. Mm-hmm. Our church is a village. Right. And us as people that live in this church have responsibilities. But here we have a lady that was from a village. And this village that she lived in wasn't the best of the best. It didn't have the best of the best people there. Right. And many of the Jews thought they was not worthy. But I'm so glad we got a God. All right now. But this woman was a woman that I thought had a heart. And as I go, you'll see kind of what I'm trying to say. Because she was with a group of people that figured that she didn't live the way they thought she should live. She didn't walk the walk like they thought she should walk. But as I find out and go through this, she do know somebody. But before I get there, I want to tell you about her duties. She had to go to this well to fetch water. But in order for her to go to this well, she had to pick a time that was different from everybody else. And with her picking that time, I don't know about none of y'all. My husband military, so we travel. And I can remember living in Arizona. And when we lived there, it would get so hot. And then at noontime, my baby, if I put her out, by the time she was to be in, she'd be copper tone. That's how that heat would get you, and you wouldn't even know because of the dryness. So this woman, she had to choose a time to go to the well where it was just hot like that or worse. And because of what the township thought she was, I'm looking at that picture of how we think people are and how we send them different directions. As she went to this well, it was a man there. Well, let me tell you a little something about this woman. This is a woman that lived in a town, and she had five husbands. Then she had a man. It wasn't hers. So you can get an idea how the town people talked about her. But when she got at this well, it was a man there. But this man was a Jew. And see, this woman was a woman that was from the Samaritans. And the reason why I didn't say about her being a Samaritan at first, because see, back in them days, if a woman greeted a man, that was a no-no. If a man spoke to a woman, that was a no-no. Now here she is at a well, and I just want to say this because I'm trying to think, this woman had five husbands. And then she had a man that wasn't hers. So I'm thinking, this is not no ugly woman. This got to be a woman of some kind of character and beauty. But here, she's at a well and meet this man. And if you read your word, God was not an ugly man. Jesus was not an ugly man. So when she went to the well, and I believe, and she saw this man, I'm like, she went, oh, Lord. Here I am. But before she could do all of that, this man asked her for some water. My. She looking, because see, the Jewish dress different. So right away, she already know, you're not one of us. How you as a Jew gonna ask me for water? Let me stop again. Because see, when the Jews, they didn't think the Samaritans was clean enough to even give them a cup. Because if they touched that cup, they would be no longer clean. Their ceremonial belief. So she's sitting there listening to this man asking her for a cup of water. She got her jug, and she don't put it there on the side. But this man just kept talking to her. And I sat and I wonder, I don't know about here in Leesburg, but I know at home, and I do know here because I heard you talking, Pastor, about a spring and a well. Well, in my home, we had a spring and a well that was up from the house. And I remember Grandpa had these cans he made from Amoco steel that he drank out of. And when he would put them in the refrigerator, they would get nice and cold. And when he came out of the field from the garden and he would drink that water, he would say, Lord, this is wet, cold, and delicious. Well, we're going to get a little flavor that's better than that right now. So this woman at the well asked this man, how can you ask me for this water? What did he do? He just kept on talking to her. But she didn't know right then what she was about to receive. So as he asked her for that water, she told him, how can you ask me for a drink of water? Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Right. Jesus answered, if you knew the gift, come on. Hallelujah. If you knew the gift of God, who it is that asked you for a drink. That's where we get mixed up sometimes, church. We don't know when God asking us or someone else asking us. So when he asked, told her that, he wanted her to let her know this gift is different. This water is a little different than that water that is wet, cold, and delicious. So as they talked, he asked her about the water. And she said, he told her about this water was a water that she will never thirst again.
Right.
Have anybody ever been there?
Yeah.
Have you never thirst again?
Come on.
Her mind couldn't wrap around this just yet. And he told her if she drank that water.
Yeah.
And he talked to her even more. But then she said, I wanted some of that water.
That's right.
This was a problem coming up right now. He said, go get them husbands.
Yeah.
Go get them husbands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, husband.
That's right.
She said, well, first he asked her about a husband. She said, I had 5, but I have no more.
Uh-huh.
He said, hold up, I know. You got 5. And that other one ain't even yours. So, right then, I mean, she got a little shaky. She's like, hey, we're going to talk about something else. So, from that point, she tried to change the subject. She wanted the Lord to know she knew something about him because of her answers. That's where we go with planting the seed. So, someone from beyond her time had planted a seed in her. And remember, I told you about her heart. She might have been that woman out there that they thought she was, but God gave her a heart.
Come on.
And that heart was to be nice no matter what. Because even though those villagers was calling her everything but the child of God, she did not throw stones back.
That's right.
She did not talk back to him.
Come on.
Matter of fact, she made it easy. She went to the well at 12, where she was sweaty and hot.
Uh-huh.
And they went later in the afternoon where they had the cool breeze. How about us? How do we work it out? But see, that's because somebody planted something in her a long time ago. So this woman thought, and when she was like, this man kind of know a little something about me. He don't know me. He's a Jew. And she's wondering, how you know about me? Because she know that was her father's well, so he know nothing about him. At least she assumed. But this was the kicker behind it. Here I am at this well talking to him. He know about my 5 husbands, and he must be something special. He must be a prophet. Huh. She don't know this was more than an ordinary prophet.
Yeah.
So, at that time, when she kind of figured he was a prophet, she thought about that water and wanted it, and asking God, asking the Father about it. And when he explained, this water that I'm about to give you, it's something that sinks deep down in your soul. Measures out your heart. Sanctify your mind. Make you focus. This ain't no cup of water that's cold and delicious. This is something that warms the body and make you want to shout. Hallelujah. That's this water that he got. It lasts forever. Well, this woman, she don't sit and she don't thought. I got a man that knows about me.
Yeah.
I got a man that's going to give me a gift of water that I never have to worry about drinking. Let's not get this twisted. There's a water that rolls, that soothes through your veins and keeps the body going. But then there's a water called Holy Spirit. That takes care of the body, the soul, the heart and the mind. And this is what she was about to receive. She could not believe what she was going to have. But see, this is the thing. All of those people that talked about her and slander her, they didn't realize how God picks from his field. Because he had a whole lot of people in that village that he could have picked from. But he picked this woman that had been torn, that had been talked about, that had been stomped down, and brought her in to show what a change can be made. That's how my God is. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking as I'm reading, I'm like, you know, Lord, ain't nothing changed since your time.
That's right.
Because it's the same thing right here today.
Right,
we talk, we run, but we do not hug and hold. When I say hug and hold, I mean, Reverend Smith, how you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed.
I don't mean that show. I mean that from the inner soul. Because when she was talked about, she loved them people enough not to come at the late hour to keep the miles going. She changed and went to the noon hour. So that's why I say God saw a heart and a love in this woman. So she will be the one to set out and show this village what it is to love and church each other. I don't think y'all know what I'm talking about right now. I think you talked about it in Bible study, right? I heard they talked about it in Sunday school. I don't think you're getting the drift. Because see, if we want our church to grow, this village, you gotta start with this part right here. We gotta start with us. If I can fix all of this up in me, and you can fix it up in you, Deacon Samuel, and you, sister, and you, brother, and you, sister, the village will be complete. And all the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord will trickle everything into the building. We won't have to worry no more. All we can do is just shout, hallelujah. Glory to God, because that's how God is.
That's right.
Look at this mess. It ain't about her running around.
Yeah.
It ain't about her having them five husbands.
Yeah.
It's about her heart. What she has been brought up. And see, that's when you start nurturing your kids when they little. You start teaching them from down here about Christ. She might have strayed and went the wrong way. And mama used to say, you might stray, but I done planted the seed. You're going to come on back home. That's how it is with Jesus. You can run, but you sure can't hide. That's how he is. And see, with this woman in that village, they didn't hurt her. Not a bit. Because I want you to just turn with me a minute to Matthew, I think it's 12. Let me get these old eyes. 30. This is Jesus talking to one of Satan's people. I'm going to tell you what he say. And if you don't know nothing, you're going to know this today. He said on 12:31, and so I tell you, every kind of scandals. I'm sorry, and so I'll tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy. You can't come up against the Holy Spirit. You cannot be forgiven for that. Anyone who speaks of a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. All right? But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Even this day and every day afterwards. So they can call every name but the child of God, but they can't stop that blessing that God has placed upon her. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. But nobody can stop what God put upon you. So don't think people got you by the hand because they talking about you and stomping on you and walking over you, because as long, songwriter says, long as you got Christ Jesus. Oh, you don't need nobody else. You don't need nobody else. And see, this is how this woman was. She was all by herself. Do you get the picture? It ain't about the men. It was about the well, the woman, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That's what this is about. She was so excited that God had filled her up with his word and his blood, till she had to go and tell the village people. She just left that old jug. And look at this. She never did get no water. But she got that Holy Spirit all wrapped up in her, tied up in her, tangled up within her. Tell somebody. When she got to the village and she told the people, she said, let me tell you something. I seen a man. He knew everything about me. And I believe this is the Messiah. Them same people, they didn't say nothing to her. Because I believe in my spirit, they saw something that came over her. They saw an anointing upon her that God had placed on her. Till they got up and left and went to see for themselves. And when they got there, hallelujah, he brought the word. And see, you can't live by bread alone. You need that word. And he brought the word to him. But what it got so good to him, it got so good till he said, can you stay a little while longer? The father stayed a couple of more days, and they began to have more believers. See, that's what it is, church. You ain't got to worry about who gonna come or who ain't gonna come. Clean all of this up. Clean yourself up, each and every one of us. And when we combine together, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody gonna run in, because when you walk out, I walk out, you walk out, they're gonna say, Lord, look at that person. They got a gleam on them of the Holy Ghost. Whatever they got, Sister Samuels, I want a piece. And all you got to do is say, follow me on in. Come on to the house of the Lord. And see, that's how Jesus work. You ain't got to worry about nothing. If you truly believe in his word, what he say he will do and how he will do it, you won't have to worry. Because he covers you. That's what the word. When we say we give ourselves to the Lord and we take that vow and say we believe with all our heart, soul, and mind, and we've covered. Once he covers you, can't nobody pick or pluck you out. Because you are his. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. From your inner soul to the outer body. All of this belong to Christ. That's right. I love him. It belong to him. But first, right, Christ got this all over. So that's what we got to realize, church. This word to me was not about what she was doing. It was what about God was getting ready to do for her. That gift. Every one of us that's in here should be wanting to receive that gift of Christ, that Holy Spirit, that holy anointing. Sometimes it makes you just sit in your seat, but sometimes it makes you rock. Sometimes it makes you clap. Sometimes it makes you sing, oh Lord, but sometimes it makes you want to run. Sometimes I just want to shout, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And I could see this woman saying, Lord, here I am, just a nobody, trying to be somebody in the house of the Lord. That's how it is, church. It ain't no big T's, big Q's. It's only one big J, and that's Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad I know him. And I tell each and every one of you, pick up this word.
Yeah.
I remember I had a lady that worked for me, Miss Cummins, God bless her soul. In one of my stores, every day, that Bible was sitting by that register. And everybody that came and got a slice of pizza, she was telling them about the Lord. And I used to say at first, as I was young, I ain't know no better. Even though I've been raised in the church, knew the Lord. Miss Cummins, please, please stop putting that Bible up there and bringing everybody in and saying this and saying that. But see, God had her on a mission that I was trying to stop. That wasn't my task to do. I should have just prayed, God, let her do what you want her to do. And see, that's church, I'm telling you, that's what we got to do. It's a change. Do you see in the woman in the well, there was a change from her being like a prostitute or a woman after every man that was in town to a change where God had gave her an anointing that they couldn't even understand.
Yeah.
Even his disciples.
Yeah.
Because when they went to get him some food and he came back, they came back and talked to Jesus, why is she talking to that woman, sister?
Yeah.
Why? He ain't got no business doing that. They couldn't understand. See, you can have power because they had power. And I'm just going to just put this in there a little bit because I remember I read back in Luke where God had sent James and John to go out ahead of him to another village in Samaritan to get them ready. But because those Samaritans wouldn't let them through because at that time, they didn't want to see them go to the fest at Jerusalem. They wanted to bring fire from heaven. What the Lord did, he rebuked it because Jesus said, not yet. He had a plan going on. See, he already know our purpose way ahead of time. And see, back then, James and John was trying to be like, Elijah. See, when Elijah brought fire from heaven on them captains and their men, it wasn't about that. It was about them disrespecting God. So it was a different situation.
Yeah.
And see, God know when to step in. And then he know when to step back and let you do what you're supposed to do. And see, he filled this woman so much with so much of the Holy Ghost and so much of the anointing that them people in the village, I don't even think they recognized who she was. Because they didn't say one word to her. They just got up, Reverend Smith, and they went. And thank you, Lord, that they went because they were saved. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. So don't get it twisted. Don't think you can have just power. But you need that Holy Ghost power. And see, that's where we have to put our hands together and say, Lord, thank you for what you give us this day. Because he give us the word. We ain't got to go behind no curtain. We ain't got to have nobody else speak for us. We ain't got to say no 10 Hail Marys and all of that. We can speak with our mouths. And that's why I say, Lord, let me say what you have me to say. Because I don't want to stumble up and say something that is not pleasing to him. And I'm so glad that he took this woman to show us how he can change. No matter, it ain't even got to be a woman. Even the men that run out there and do all their mess, he can change you. So don't you ever sit there and think that you're going through a situation that God can't handle. And what I like is she recognized. She recognized who Christ was. She recognized even when he told her about worshiping. She even realized that back in the day, her mom and daddy and them used to have to go to the mountain and praise God. But he said, now, I can just sit right here.
That's right.
And don't have to say a word.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, I'm just praising him all that I want to praise him.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody else even have to know. But if the Holy Ghost touch me good enough, I hope that my brother and my brother will feel the anointing. Do you realize what all God has given us and what he's doing for us? We pray and we pray, but are we using the tools that he has put before us? I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able just to read the word to try to understand. I know my husband sometimes, he think I'm crazy because I pop up and down. I'll read a little and move a little. But because I'm trying to get my mind, sometimes you can't get your mind wrapped around everything. Because sometimes it's so deep that you got to stop for a moment and then go back and say, let me touch this again. And when you touch it again, God reveals. He reveals his word to you the way he wants it to be. So with all of that being said, I believe the people was grateful, because if you go back to John and you go back to John 39, I believe, well, it tells about she gave her testimony, and the people let her know that they recognized that she told them, but they were so glad that they came, because sometimes you can tell people about the Lord and they won't even move. But these people got up and they went. And I believe Sister Lucy, chains was being broken. Sister Tramble, encouragement was being done. Holy Ghost Spirit. Try it. I know, I tell you, it took all I had today, because I kind of remember, see, you kind of learn, Pastor, as you go. I remember when I done my first sermon and you told me, slow down. And today, all that singing Pastor had y'all doing, I just wanted to get up and shout, but I kind of noticed you don't have that strength. You ain't who you was back in the day. You ain't that young lady no more. So I had to slow it down. I had to slow it down. And see, that's God giving you more knowledge, more understanding. So I thank the Lord. And church, I hope that you see it wasn't about that water in the well. Because that jug she had was never filled. But was about that Holy Ghost Spirit that he used that represents something that runs through your body. Because that's how water in your body runs. If you don't have that water in your body, you don't live. But let me tell you something. When you have that Holy Ghost and you die, you still got life with Christ. So I tell you, try him for yourself. Get up and praise him. We shouldn't have to have a ceremony get together, praise, to say for you to shout and praise the Lord. Because I'm telling you, I'm speaking for me. When I'm down at my lowest and he picks me up, when my heart is hurt and he soothes my heart, when my body is all broken up and he puts it back together, it's nothing but the Holy Ghost Spirit. That's it. I'm done. Father, be pleased with me in the name of Jesus. Try them for yourself, church. If you don't know them, try them. I'm telling you, he don't make no mistakes. In every situation you're going to, he has a solution. If you don't know it, my grandmother used to tell me when my husband used to travel, if we're not there, this word got a solution. Pick up that word. And I'm so glad it was somebody in my life to show me and guide me when I feel that I'm alone, that I'm never alone, because I got this holy word. So I'm telling anybody that's out there that need a friend, need a sister, a brother, or even need their father, he's all packed up in one. Just reach out and touch him. In the name of Jesus, church, stand. Hallelujah. Is there anyone today, even if you're a little afraid and you think, Lord, this is not me, try it again. Try it again. Listen to the word. Pick up the holy word. Even if you don't step up here today, pick up that word and read it. If you don't have one at home, if you're near a library, it's there. Nowadays, you go in doctor's office and the word is laying there. So don't cut yourself short. Release yourself to the Lord. Let that spring of freedom of the grace of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ come dwelling down in your soul. Is there anyone this morning? Anyone? Thank you, Lord. All is well done. Well done in the house of the Lord. Amen. All right, church.